This is a production of Tripod Broadcasting.
Hey guys, it's your favorite host, Addison, here to tell you about intromachine.com. That's the guy that just redid our brand new intro that you're going to hear from now on here on this show. So check him out. His name is Ian Sturgeon of intromachine.com.
Well, let's start recording. So
we just did.
Okay, cool. I think this is a key show to listen to because it's all about emotional masturbation, journalistic integrity.
It encapsulates everything that we're about.
And I'm sorry.
Now, give that some thought.
Yeah.
With Addison.
I can't be mad at you. You got a haircut.
And Matt.
I would recommend that you stop listening right now.
You don't seem to see it.
Okay. Well, never mind the recording. Why don't you go ahead and smoke and we'll get that out of the way.
No, let's start
recording. Go ahead. No, you go ahead. How's that cigarette?
Not too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pall Mall menthol?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Like your black granddaddy used to smoke.
I don't believe I had a black granddaddy.
Everybody has a black granddaddy out there somewhere.
Everyone has a black granddaddy out there
somewhere.
Yeah, that's
true.
A very interesting premise.
Well, are you seriously not going to start? Have you started recording?
We're recording now, yeah.
Yeah, but are you going to edit out the segment where I smoke a cigarette? Maybe that could be a new segment for our show.
Matt smokes a cigarette. Yeah, that's riveting. Great content,
Matt. It could be like
Matt.
3.5 minutes of silence.
Great content. Yeah, just you. You literally blew
face. You're ruining the segment right now because you're speaking. It's just supposed to be me.
Well, you blew your smoke in my face. I don't think that was
of the... Well, I apologize. I was trying to breathe it into the microphone. And your face is just so big. Like, how could I not hit your face?
You can hear yourself, right? So
yeah, I can face away from you. Your face is so big that I blow smoke in your face. That's how big your face is.
It takes up the whole room.
Yeah. You have a giant face, Todd.
I do have a giant face.
Yeah, the listeners can probably hear how
big
a
face
you have.
Is.
Yeah, that's how big it is.
Yeah.
You can hear it.
That's fine. No, I didn't. You don't have to put it out.
Well, you're all me.
I'm trying to run a semi decent show here. If I can, if that's
can I do that,
Matt? Anyways, give that some thought. Episode 8. Per the usual, I am your host, Addison Todd. Joining me is my co-host, a man who was literally on the phone just moments ago with Peter Pan, demanding that crunchy peanut butter be taken off the market, Matt Hume.
Yeah.
Matt, tell me more about this phone call.
48-minute phone call, dude.
48 minutes.
Yeah. So I got the number.
And the only reason it ended then is because you ran out of minutes for your pay-as-you-go phone, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Well, the story starts like three nights ago.
Okay.
I was at the store with Dano. No, 2 nights ago. At the store with Dano.
A friend of ours.
Mm-hmm. We just grabbed some things real quick. I grabbed some saltines, a bottle of Hawaiian Punch, 2 liter of Hawaiian Punch. And,
so you were... Go ahead. I'm
yeah,
grab let that
some
go.
Honey Roast peanut butter. Peter Pan brand peanut butter.
Right.
I just grabbed it off the shelf. Didn't really look because it was kind of in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turned out that was your downfall.
Well, it was because I went to go open the jar and stick a cracker right into the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked down.
Which it doesn't usually do.
No. And it was crunchy.
Yeah.
Which, if you're me, that's a heartbreaking moment. That's a revenge moment. That's a shake your fist at the sky. Karma, why have you screwed me?
And I was here, and
moment.
You did that. You shook your fist at the sky, yeah. And I think in that moment, actually,
and I yelled, no! Like, you know, like Darth Vader at the end of Star Wars Episode 3.
Yeah.
No! Yeah, that was...
I think for a brief...
My Padme died moment, yeah.
Yeah. I think for a brief moment, you saw... You probably closed your eyes and you saw Peter Pan die a violent, horrible death.
Well,
you're willing to admit that.
Yeah, I instantly wanted revenge. Like, if you remember my revenge plan from a couple episodes ago.
I don't recall.
With the fiery chasm and
the 14 keys that were hidden. Yeah.
And the dark wizard. Well,
yeah. Same fate.
Cost me $25 million, but I'm going to get back at Peter Pan peanut butter.
So you have to essentially you have to raise another $25 million.
Okay, here's the deception though.
20 or 25?
I'm not sure. I haven't put
a price tag on the
revenge
price
tag yet. On it. I haven't looked at the numbers yet.
Okay,
because it's still in the infancy. I have to come up with ideas first
right.
for revenge.
Right.
At
and
Peter
then
Pan.
You fund it afterwards.
And then, you know, get the funding.
Okay.
Anyway.
Really like an elaborate campaign.
Well, I was on the phone with them, and I was bitching at them.
To Mr. Pan.
To Mr. Pan.
Yes.
I actually didn't get to speak to Mr. Pan. I was hoping to.
You spoke to a pan lackey?
I spoke to one of his pan lackeys, his butter lackeys, as he calls them. But here's the thing. The labels for creamy and crunchy should be different.
Right.
In fact, on most brands of peanut butter, it is different.
Yeah.
Okay? Your creamy might be red. Your crunchy is blue.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So what you're saying...
This is the way the universe works, okay? Are you listening to me right now?
I am.
This is the way the universe should work.
Should work.
Okay? We should have different colored labels for peanut butter so that people know, so that those crunchy weirdos out there know...
weirdos being the people that like the crunchy peanut butter.
Where to buy their peanut butter and what peanut butter to buy. And the creamy people, the vast majority of people out there, people like me, people who love creamy, good, God-fearing, American, red-blooded peanut butter lovers...
Now, let me ask you this, though.
No. It should be clearly labeled, okay?
Right.
Don't discriminate against me just because you're worried about some crunchy minority.
Right.
Okay?
Sure.
Yeah?
Now...
Like, this is the affirmative action of peanut butter.
The affirmative action of peanut butter.
Yeah, right now.
Now, let me ask you this, though.
It pisses me off, bro.
I can tell. Yeah, I'm riled up. Yeah. This is the angriest I've seen you in a while. Now, let me ask you this, though. So, your... Maybe it's acceptable, maybe it's not. Crunchy peanut butter for sandwiches. Because I get it doesn't work for crackers, or you just no crunchy for anything.
Yeah, I prefer no crunchy for anything. If I have to eat peanut butter, no, don't get me wrong, I'll eat crunchy. That jar's gone. Okay.
And you bought it...
Like 2 days ago.
Friday night.
Yeah, it lasted...
The weekend.
55, 60 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Incredible.
Yeah, no, it's gone. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I roll. But yeah. What were you talking about again?
Just that. We haven't touched anything else. You've literally been ranting about peanut butter for about five minutes.
You haven't brought up any topics?
Wow. No, I haven't.
I need to get in control of my anger issues.
I think that would probably be good.
Sometimes I'm a little petty. You know? Just a little petty. Sometimes.
Okay. Shout out to last week's episode. If we could real quick touch on that, you if you haven't listened, I think it's a great episode. You should go back and listen. But Matt basically came up with his sexy fantasy White House and kind of generated some buzz on Twitter. Got a couple of tweets. I pulled out three of them that I thought we would read just real quick.
Yeah.
A couple of quick suggestions. Two of them from Alex Ryder at @ghost_Ryder. This one I thought was good. Kim Kardashian for Secretary of the Treasury. #MattHume2020.
Yeah. I don't know if I trust her with money, but...
Well, she has enough of it.
Yeah, but that's her mom. Like, maybe...
But it's her money, too, though.
Well, right?
I mean,
if I ever need, like, a White House staffer to make a sex video...
Okay.
Like, I'm first call. Her first. Yeah, absolutely. First call.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not putting her in charge of anything. I'm not giving her any real influence over the world.
To actually spend.
Yeah. That defeats the purpose.
Now, this one, and this is one I think you'll agree with. He said, Emma Stone for Secretary of State. And then in parentheses, he says, obviously, #MattHume2020.
Well, she's not American, but that's okay.
She's not?
No, she's British.
Emma Stone is? Really?
No, not. Oh, I thought you meant Emma Watson.
No, Emma Stone.
Oh, okay, Emma Stone.
The chick from...
No, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Superbad and all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny the way you said, obviously. And then actually calling out one of yours... @MHume2574, Amanda Bynes for head of the DEA. I thought that was pretty
Why
funny.
Not?
I chuckled quite a
Are
bit.
You kidding me?
All drugs legal. Like, first age took office.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just wanted to kind of go over that and take a quick look at that because I thought that was kind of generated a little bit of buzz on Twitter, and I thought that was a pretty funny bit and something that...
A bit? What do you mean bit? That's really happening, bro. Are you kidding me?
I stand humbly corrected and
Matt
apologetic.
MHume2020.
MattHume 2020. You know, actually...
Write it on your calendars. Make plans for it.
Depending on
how... Put aside the donation money you're sending to your politicians right now.
Right.
And save them for me.
Or you could go ahead and send it.
Or you could just not send it at all. Don't fund politicians.
Or if you wanted to fund us without spending any money, how would you suggest that our listener do that, man? Just if they wanted to fund your presidency without being out a cent for themselves. How do you think they could do that? If only there was some way that they could do something simple.
Yeah, actually, I have it. I know.
You've got one.
Yeah.
What is that?
Trap and breed squirrels. And then you can sell them by the side of the road.
I don't.
And you can make money back. Like, you know, you
is there a market for trapped squirrels on the side of the road?
Pet squirrels? Are you kidding me? The pet squirrel industry is huge.
The pet squirrel industry is huge. This is the future president, by the way.
Have you ever been? Hold on. Have you ever been to a pet store before?
Yeah.
Do you know that
I've never seen a squirrel in one.
Okay, here's a pet store conspiracy. Each and every pet store in existence sells squirrel food. Squirrel food.
Really?
Now, why are they selling squirrel food unless...
they're selling squirrels.
People have pet squirrels.
That's an interesting theory, actually. Mm-hmm. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, anyways...
and true, too. How could I make that up on the spot? I couldn't. I couldn't just have just made that up.
I don't think you could have, no.
No. That's science, bro.
That's a good idea, but I think I have a better idea.
Okay.
I have given that some thought. I think I have a better idea. If our listeners wanted to support you for president... without being out a single cent on their own,
mm-hmm.
they could simply go to tripodbroadcasting.com/support. And they can either do their shopping on Amazon by clicking on the banner.
Really?
Yes. And then we get a kickback.
Sweet.
Yeah, exactly. This is your road to the presidency,
mm-hmm.
paved by one simple Amazon purchase at a time.
Yep. I have to pay for those White House lingerie bills somehow.
And God knows there'll be a lot of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
I mean, a lot of fabric's going to be used in making that lingerie for the White House.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Hume, sexy White House.
So click through the Amazon banner and support Matt Hume's sexy White House.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, you could also go to audible.com and get a free audiobook. Free.
Yeah.
I said free, Matt. Free.
Wow. Free.
Yeah. So they could get a book for free, mm-hmm. for helping you out. That's a twofer. That's a win-win. They help you get to the White House, let you live out your dream,
mm-hmm.
and then they get a free audiobook.
And win-win-win.
Well,
the universe wins. Good karma. Putting out good karma, bro. That's what you're putting out there.
Good point.
By supporting quality content like this.
Quality content like this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyways.
But Tripod Broadcasting.
/support.
Oh, is that what it is? /support?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, both of the banners are on there, yeah. All right. So you can click through to get the free audiobook or click through to Amazon. Either way, interesting story this week. I don't know if you heard this or saw it on Reddit. I really didn't see it on Reddit. It kind of popped on my Twitter feed, and that's how I saw it. Did you hear about this lady that got the knock on the door, or her husband, rather, got a knock on the door because they had researched pressure cookers online?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I read the headline. I didn't do any research into it. Well, tell me more.
The Medium is where she posted the actual blog post and just kind of detailed what had happened. And a couple things I wanted to pull out of there. She says, quote, "It was a confluence of magnificent proportions that led six agents from the Joint Terrorism Task Force to knock on my door Wednesday morning." And also, a quick note on that, because she notes that it was the Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Uh-huh.
It was found out later in a TechCrunch article, because TechCrunch was basically like, hold on, I don't think they just knocked on the door because they searched. What was the deal? And they asked the county police in the county that they live in.
Yeah.
And they sent him a press release. And it said, quote, "Suffolk County criminal intelligence detectives received a tip from a Bayshore-based computer company regarding suspicious computer searches conducted by a recently released employee." So the full story is, not that it's not still a little bit bizarre that you searched a couple of things and some agents knocked on your door,
mm-hmm.
but his employers, and recently released, and we don't have any details on that, whether that was a bad firing or whatever the case was, but he was a recently released employee. And then the employers were the ones that contacted the local authorities and said, hey, he was searching for like all this kind of stuff, backpacks and pressure cookers, and you should know about this. That's what led them to knock on the door. Now, that's not to say, I just thought it was interesting that, because when the article exploded online, everyone was saying that, oh, you can't search for anything. See, everything really is being monitored.
Yeah.
And then the facts of the case were that it turned out that wasn't the case, and it was someone who specifically pulled local law enforcement aside and said, hey, you should look into this. It had raised some red flags with us.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to see your thoughts on that and see, or you just think they're still watching everything?
Well, no, I mean, obviously they're still watching everything, but
yeah.
It's funny that that's the headline.
Yeah.
That people jump to.
Well, and I thought the headline was funny, too, real quick. Her headline was pressure cookers, backpacks, and quinoa, oh my.
Yeah.
That was her headline.
Well, they pull facts from a case or from the news.
Right.
And they just repackage them to give an interesting bent to the story.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they're trying to get people to pay attention to this story due to what has been in the news recently with the NSA. So they're like, oh, it's a computer search that they're looking at that gets them in trouble.
And it turned out it was still a report. Yeah.
So it's like a weird form of sensationalism.
Yeah. Well, and it's almost what would be the right term? It's almost crowd-driven, because when people see that and then they read the story, and she didn't say anything about it, and she didn't know. In her defense, she had no idea. You know, she just knows that people knock on the door, and the explanation they gave was that these searches were made. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't know whether they were watching them or what the case was. But it's just funny that in the light of those recent stories, that's the way everyone took it. And it was shared with and kind of blasted with that bent of, oh, see, they really are watching everything.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that they're not, but...
because they are.
Yeah. Regardless.
The NSA is watching you.
Yeah.
So, you know, only masturbate in your iron fortress, in your iron room. I mean, you know. You know,
Can I ask your permission for something?
You don't... what?
Can we move on?
Fine.
I have something next that was a pretty big story. I don't know that I'm necessarily privy to it or the details. Mm-hmm. I linked to a story from the Washington Post. Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about A-Rod.
And
do want to talk about A-Rod.
Okay, and I'll let you do that. And I've got a point to make about steroids, too, which I want your thoughts on. But I'll read the headline. The headline is, Alex Rodriguez, suspended through 2014, will appeal 12 others except 50-game bans. Quote, Major League Baseball on Monday suspended New York Yankees slugger Alex Rodriguez through the end of the 2014 season, an unprecedented punishment for the use of performance-enhancing drugs, and a decision that, oddly enough, won't prevent Rodriguez from making his 2013 debut Monday night in Chicago as he appeals the ruling. Mm-hmm. So there's two things here. One, which I've had for a long time, about steroids, and then the second one is about this. So he can still play because he's appealing.
Yeah.
That... okay, then what's the point at all? So at what point does he have to stop playing?
Well,
or is there...
like, he knows...
it just seems odd to me.
Yeah. I'll get into that.
Like, that's like, here's a punishment, but not really. So anyways, that was my first thing. And my second thing, which I've always had for steroids, mm-hmm. because I've never understood why they're illegal. And the reason for that is because, yes, they're performing enhancing drugs and things that make your muscles grow at an abnormal rate and things like that. Mm-hmm. But... so is the use of caffeine before a workout, or the use of other types of sports drinks or supplements or things like that. So to me,
not to the extreme. No, I mean, what's the line though?
What's the line? Like, is there? It's like why is the? Because you can buy Matt. I'll tell you. I'll actually
because
tell
one
you,
is a factory grown like drug.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story.
Or a lab grown drug made in. Okay, go ahead.
I had a roommate in college, and we worked out for a period of like 3 or 4 months over a semester. And one time we were working out, and he bought this stuff. It came in like one of those little like supplement things. It was like a powder.
Yeah.
And he told me, he's like, all right, before the workout, you take a cup of that and mix it up with like 32-ounce, you know, like in a Powerade bottle, and just shake it up, and then chug it before a workout, you know, about half full or so, and just shake
like
it.
Like creatine? And
I don't know what was in it. I perhaps should have looked, but I did that. I took it, drank it at the dorm, and I had like maybe a 3 mile drive to the gym where I was going. And I got in the car. I was on the way there, and I was sitting at a stoplight. And I remember this like it was yesterday. Like I was sitting at the stoplight, and I just felt my whole body begin to tingle, like just all over my whole body begin to just rush, mm-hmm. like. Almost the feeling that you get when your foot's asleep, like that, only spread out over my whole body. And like I could just feel my heart just start beating in my chest. And I was like, what is this? Like, so yes, probably not on the level of steroids. I'm not injecting something into my muscles, things like that. But I guess I've always kind of looked at that and thought, that's the same. Like, why? Where's the line?
Yeah.
And I guess there is a line, I guess, chemically or some kind of... well, what is it? Or is there...
steroids. And HGH, human growth hormone, anabolic steroids. I mean, that's the line.
And so when you do that, it's illegal. And when you do other things, whatever those might be, they're not.
Well, there's a vast difference between a supplement, like a supplement.
And why are they illegal? Is it because they're bad for you, or why is it considered cheating? Because if they weren't illegal and everyone was doing them, it wouldn't be cheating.
Yeah, they do have very severe side effects.
Yeah, I'm aware of themselves. Yeah. Because it's like hormones, and they mess with your testosterone levels. And stuff.
They really do change the level of your workout and the level of your athleticism.
Yeah.
You can hit the ball a lot farther. You know, a 300-foot pop fly becomes a towering 450 or, you know, a 400-foot home run. Right. You know, it gives you an edge that not everybody else has. You don't want any sport to get to the level where everyone's taking steroids. You don't want to have that be the status quo, because you know what's next. I mean, you're just going to seek a bigger buzz, and something else.
And then I guess everything is chemically induced.
Yeah,
yeah, which sort of brings down the integrity of the sport.
Yeah, of any sport, and you don't want to see that.
Yeah,
you know, you don't want to see how everybody has this incredible edge, mm-hmm. and so the games are either incredibly high scoring or. Yeah, I mean, there was a problem with that in the 90s in baseball, where you had people just hitting, you know, 40, 50 home runs every season. You know, just dozens of people every season hitting that many home runs.
Yeah.
In the late 90s, when McGuire was doing his things, and before they kind of were able to test for a lot of steroids
right.
that were being used that baseball didn't know about. You know? And that's still going on. But the whole biogenesis thing...
Well, yeah, and what was the point that you were going to make about steroids, or talk about A-Rod, I guess? Or
well, what was the first point that you brought up? Why is he appealing?
Why does he get to play while he appeals? That was it. Yeah.
Like,
what's sort of the, like, that doesn't really even seem like a
punishment. Well, if it's, like, I mean, he hasn't been banned yet. I mean, the Major League Baseball Players Association is a union, so
uh-huh.
they can say, we're going to appeal, and so while he's appealing, he can still play. And they won't take them long. It'll take him maybe a week.
To appeal?
Yeah. It goes to arbitration, and then the arbiters say
and
yes
or no.
And
here's the question, though, because I guess there's proof, and that's why he got the ban to begin with, but why... So is he appealing sentence, like 50 games, or is
He's appealing because he wants to play. And if he appeals, and if he goes in the off season and he keeps appealing, you know, he can get the ban lifted. Yeah.
Interesting.
But, I mean, he wants to get back in the game for a little while longer.
Tell me about A-Rod. I don't know. As you know, I'm not... I don't really
in Florida,
kind of
where
thing.
A lot of the training camps are, mm-hmm. there's a shyster. I can't remember his name, but he has a lab called Biogenesis Laboratories.
Mm-hmm.
And in there...
Yeah, that doesn't sound... That doesn't really sound above the table, but go ahead.
he's kind of a shyster, from what I read about him. I wish I could remember his name, but I can't right now. He basically makes cocktails of steroids and things designed specifically for that player.
Really?
Yeah. So he's, you know...
So he's like an evil genius scientist, dude.
Kind of, yeah. With steroids. He got Alex Rodriguez involved and started helping him dope. And then what Major League Baseball is accusing him of... See, he's tested positive for steroids. All these players have.
Yeah, Rodriguez and all these other guys.
These
okay.
are all 11. They're going to get banned. They're going to get... all of them are going to get suspensions. What A-Rod did is why they're after him is because, number one, he's the biggest name among those who are getting suspended.
Right.
Nelson Cruz would be number two. But he also... There's Major League Baseball has proof that he... Help to recruit other players for Biogenesis.
Oh, okay. So
and then
kind
got
of like,
a kickback.
Hey, back here, yeah. Wow.
Then got a kickback.
So pretty
on the
shady.
Business Biogenesis was doing. Yeah.
Pretty shady dealings.
So that's why he's going to get a two, you know, I heard the number 211, but that, I mean, that seems right. That's how many games he would be suspended.
Right.
That's the rest of this season and then all of next season.
Yeah. Now, question.
So he'll miss because he's been injured for the past two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't had a whole lot of playing time. I had him last year in fantasy baseball, and he screwed me over royally.
Oh,
it was terrible.
I'm really sorry. Now, question is, is this gentleman that runs this crooked laboratory, is he getting any blowback, or what? Or is he just...
Yeah, he'll be prosecuted.
With what, though?
I'm
like,
not
what's
exactly
the exact
sure.
Okay, because there's like, so,
but it'll probably go to the
now because they're illegal to use. They're illegal to use in official sports, right?
Yeah,
but they're not illegal if I want to bulk up, right? Or they are.
It kind of depends
in the situation, on the municipality, and exactly. What have you. Okay. Okay, because I was just curious whether it was a legitimate thing that was just being.
No, I don't think they're illegal everywhere, just in a lot of places. So
okay,
and in all sports.
Specific major leagues sports organizations.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so I think that Alex Rodriguez should be banned from baseball.
All across the board.
Yeah,
really?
I think so. I mean, Pete Rose got banned for betting on baseball. I mean, Alex Rodriguez was doing steroids. One of the worst things you could do,
which I guess is the same thing. Well, not the same thing as betting, but it endangers the sport probably just as much.
Yeah, and not only that is he's doing. You know, he's trying to get other players to do it too.
Yeah,
which
that's a pretty shady.
Yeah. However, if dealing. He does get banned, see, he makes an average of, I think, $27 million a year.
Rodriguez does.
Yeah, okay. He had $272 million 10-year contract with the New York Yankees
to make $272 million.
He signed in 2007, no 2008.
Right.
So he's been playing with them for 4.5 seasons now.
Mm-hmm.
He still has 5.5 seasons left.
Right.
And the Yankees have to pay him
whether he's playing or not.
Like 104. Yeah. If he gets banned or if he gets suspended, they have to pay him. They have to pay him like $141 million, something like that.
Right.
If he gets banned, they don't have to pay him.
Really?
Yep. And their payroll goes under the $189 million luxury tax level.
Mm-hmm.
And so they save a shit ton on taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes them a player in the free agent draft again, which means...
Wait, so if he gets banned, he can still play? Well, how does that work?
No,
what do you mean?
If he gets banned, he can't still play.
So what do you mean free agent? Would it?
Oh, it means
maybe
the Yankees. It means the Yankees have $30 million every year to spend on free agents.
Oh, to spend on someone else. I see what you're saying. Okay.
And the Yankees, if the Yankees get that, they're going to do what they always do: is they're going to go after whatever the biggest name free agent is on the market at that year, and they're going to shark another team, take another team's key player,
because
things like that.
Just got the money lying around.
I hate the Yankees. Seriously, I hate them. I hate him with a passion.
I think most baseball fans do.
Well,
except for Jay-Z.
Most baseball fans that aren't Yankees fans.
Doesn't Jay-Z own a portion of the Yankees?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He wears a lot of Yankees stuff, and he goes to a lot of games.
So
he doesn't, okay.
There's a lot of Yankees fans.
What does he own? He owns a basketball team, or
I
part
think
of
so.
One.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't.
But no.
Follow that sort of thing. As much as I follow the hip-hop community, and even that is very little, I still don't know.
Baseball, no, there's not a whole lot of.
If you could own any sports team, what would
baseball
it be?
Owners, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, so just a specific team.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it'd be cool to own a football team.
Yeah, but that's like a country club owning a football team.
What do you mean?
There's a. In order to be a owner of an NFL team, you have to be a part of a certain club.
Really?
That
you pay.
You have to join that club. It's like a union of club owners.
Really?
Yeah. In order to do it, you have to like join that club / union, and then you.
So there's a lot of money behind
that
whole thing.
Your NFL team. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Football is owned primarily, pretty much. Football is owned across the board by rich white people.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. And basketball is owned by your rappers and your. Things like that.
No, I think the majority are still rich white people. I mean,
and then what about?
There's a black man in the White House. We haven't solved racism yet, okay? White people still control the money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everything's so black and white with you, pun intended.
Well, no, I'm not disparaging black people. I'm just saying that. Yeah, there's still a big problem in this country as far as race and.
No, there's not.
Income per capita.
We elected
goes.
A black person.
Yeah, but.
Problem solved. No more racism.
African Americans still make less than white people across the board. They're still one of the largest groups at below the poverty level.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that we
But what's the answer though? What's the answer then? Is it really just evening out? Because we have affirmative action. We have laws in place. It's illegal to pay minorities or women or gays or whoever. It's illegal to pay people based on who they are.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the answer? Just society changing, or yeah.
You don't have to have an answer in order to observe a problem. You just
But if you're going to comment on it on this show, I'm going to expect you to have an answer.
I don't have an answer.
Then don't comment on it.
Yes, I'm going
to
comment on
it. Ridiculous swag
hat. If it comes
up
in conversation, don't knock the swag hat.
Just see, there's a picture of that going up on Twitter. Just so you know,
This is all the swag I have. Don't stay away from the dude. Stop touching the swag hat.
Hold on.
Stop it.
I'm going to get a picture of this.
Okay. No, seriously, this is all the swag I have. Just stay over there on your side, okay?
That's a ridiculous hat. Anyways,
this is an awesome hat.
We can let that go. Next story, if you will. And why am I bringing everything to the table tonight? What do you have? You don't have anything.
Well, you're the one who came in the door all full of piss and vinegar, like, I've got a great show for you, folks.
Okay.
Ready to do some broadcasting over the World Wide Web. Yeah, that's how you came in.
I came in like 20s guy from last episode.
I'll duck walking and be like, I'm ready to go.
Actually, question for you, and because I remarked when we got in, I was like, well, you look a little sleepy. What's the story?
Yeah.
You had been playing, give our listeners the rundown that you gave me of your last 15 hours.
Yeah, Daniel Lindsay left last night.
His roommates.
Yeah.
Your roommates, yeah.
I'm staying with them right now.
Yeah, so they're roommates.
Okay, well then there you go.
I'm just clarifying for our listeners, so you're not just saying ridiculous names willy-nilly.
They left last night around midnight for a softball tournament.
Hold on.
So I had the place to myself.
Hold on. We're going to have to cut this, though. Okay, so they left.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Please, I want the rundown of... I want your synopsis of your last 15 hours.
Addison, I'm trying to ruin a network here, okay?
Who's trying harder?
I'm trying to ruin a network here, and you're trying to save a network and run it. I'm trying to ruin it, and you're the one farting? No.
I'm not comfortable
with that status quo. I'm not comfortable with that dynamic. I am the one who farts.
Whatever you say, Walt. Speaking of that, 6 days, dude. Six. We can get into that in a second. Please tell me about your last 15 hours.
They left last night. I had a free Xbox.
Yeah.
And
available at your disposal.
Uh-huh. And Lindsay let me borrow a piece of her glassware. And so I sat on the couch and played Fallout 3 and drank like 6 beers last night. Yeah. And I put like 8 hours of playtime into
just
Fallout 3.
Straight through.
In the past 15
hours.
Wait,
when did you sleep? Or have you? Or
I slept for like 6 hours. I fell asleep at like 6 a.m., got up at 1. No, it was later than that, like 6:37. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I know. But
so that's what I was faced with, ladies and gentlemen, when I came in the door and wanted to make a podcast.
Yeah. I was stuck to the couch.
This shuffle bum. He's like, do we have to? I want to keep playing Fallout 3. That was literally what you said.
No, I said my heart wants to play. My head, my voice, my body wants to record a podcast, but my heart
wants to play Fallout.
My heart wants to play Fallout 3.
Yeah.
And when you knocked on the door, the controller went down real slow.
You entertained the idea of not answering the door.
I just looked over at the door, and then I looked back at the screen, and then I was like... And then I got up and answered the door.
I was wondering what... Because there was a good about 5 Mississippi while I was out there on the porch, and I was curious what the...
That was me deciding to let you in. Yeah.
Good to know. Really good to know. Well, the last story that I had... was a story. I don't know if you had seen it. It kind of made some waves on Twitter. I think it was on Reddit too. It's from The Guardian, and I'll post the link. It's a rather long story with a lot of detailed some slides and things. I think the information came from Edward Snowden again.
Yeah,
and it was about a program called X Keyscore. It's an NSA tool that collects, quote, nearly everything a user does on the internet. That was the headline from The Guardian. And then what I'll read from them here was. Quote, a top-secret national security agency program allows analysts to search with no prior authorization through vast databases containing emails, online chats, and the browsing histories of millions of individuals, according to documents provided by whistleblower Edward Snowden. So that's what makes me think it came from him again. Quote, the purpose of XKey Score is to allow analysts to search the metadata as well as the content of emails and other internet activities such as browser history, even when there is no known email account associated with the individual being targeted. Analysts can also search by name, telephone number, IP address, keywords, the language in which the internet activity was conducted, or the type of browser used. The NSA documents assert that by 2008... Well, and this was the interesting part, because they said, quote, the NSA documents assert that by 2008, 300 terrorists had been captured using the intelligence from XKeyscore. So I guess that in no way justifies the program, right? And what it does, and specifically what this tool does. But at the very least, at least there's... For the crowd that says, oh, I don't care, they're preventing terrorism, let them watch whatever, which you and I don't agree with, and we've stated that before. But for that crowd, at least there's some vindication there in terms of there's an indication that it's being used in a positive way for national security.
Yeah. It's still terrible.
And actually,
it's still terrible, though. I mean, it's still that's basically a super secret surveillance Google is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wildly widespread tool.
Yeah, it's NSA's version of Google for all our information.
Yeah.
Okay, everything we've ever done electronically.
And actually, real quick, I'm going to post... Remember that that interview that we had at Restore the Fourth with... I think his name is Maytar Moskovitz, known as Maymay. I'm going to post that probably Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So this will go up Thursday, and then look forward to that Monday before, you know, our show again on Thursday. And it'll be another bonus episode. And he's a security expert that has some really what I think are some insightful things. Like I said, it is a little bit old from the Restore the Fourth rally, but I think it'll be good.
Still, he had some good insights. All around interesting fellow.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, it's because this type of thing is obviously still happening.
Yeah,
but. Does it matter at all that it's caught terrorist, or how, like what do you take that as, or is it?
I don't care if it catches terrorists.
Really?
Yeah.
So let the terrorists do what the terrorists will, or because that would be the devil's advocate. I'm not necessarily saying that's my point of view, but that would be the flip side of the coin.
Hate is gonna hate, bro. Okay.
So
can't you live?
Haters gonna hate on liberties,
you can't live. Well, the haters gonna hate on America for what America has done. I'm not saying America's innocent, but. You're always going to have threats out there, but you cannot sacrifice the well-being of your citizens simply to keep them safe.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're sacrificing freedom and you're sacrificing liberty, but you're sacrificing, you know, real freedoms that the government should be allowed to regulate to us, like the Fourth Amendment and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those are good laws.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't allow the government to subvert them.
Yeah.
And we have. And so it's even scarier and creepier than the original Snowden story.
His quote is in here again, and he says, quote, I, sitting at my desk, said Snowden, could, quote, wiretap anyone from you or your accountant to a federal judge or even the president if I had a personal email.
Yeah, this is...
That's pretty terrifying. No matter how you look at it.
This is the end of privacy.
Yeah.
Privacy is gone.
Yeah.
Because we thought we had privacy on the internet, and so we put all of ourselves out there.
Yeah.
And now that that privacy is gone and has been, for a long time, a facade.
Yeah.
And so...
Is there a problem with the way I'm sitting?
Yeah, it looks like you're jerking, y'all. It looks like you're jerking off. We can cut this out.
I am going to cut this out because... Jesus, God bless him.
Yeah, but you don't have to bounce your leg. To work with.
Can I ask that you don't play Fallout ever again?
No, I will not play Fallout. I will continue to play.
Oh, hold on.
No, I will not play Fallout ever again.
I don't have a brain anymore.
Shut up.
Anyways.
Shut up. No, you shut up. Shut up. I'm talking. Shut up. The NSA is spying on me. The NSA is spying on you. They're jealous of the swag hat. They're jealous of these cool Beats audio phones. They're jealous of these cool Beats audio phones, I tell you. They're jealous of my North Korean-made phone. They're jealous of Fallout 3. They're jealous of this T-shirt.
Why does he have, like, a Boston accent?
I don't know. I'm just doing it on the fly.
You haven't put much thought into it.
I don't practice my character voices. I just do them. I just do the weird voice. And
I am the one who
right.
caricatures.
Yeah. I'm not the one who practices.
That's not
the one who practices. Anyway, the NSA is spying on you, and it's bad, and you should feel bad.
I do, actually. And well, I think, though, what frustrates me, and but also encourages me, is I think in the over the next like 2 to 3 to 5 years, we're going to see an influx of products and services on the market that allow you to hide even from the NSA. And I think it's going to be difficult, and a lot of work is going to go into it, and there's going to be a lot of open source encryption tools that are going to be used to do that. But I think it's going to be hard, and I think the thing. So that's what I say is I'm glad that this is going to bring about these kinds of things, because right now, and 3, 5, 10 years ago, if you wanted to be anonymous on the internet, you had to really make an effort. You had to really make an effort to get the right tools, the right services, the right protocols, and things like that. And even then, ensure that they weren't going to hand you over to whoever at whatever point.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument has always been on the part of law enforcement or the government or what have you, that it's an open door for criminals to do that. But if you're running an agency like the NSA that can spy with the level that these documents are showing that you can, then you're almost expecting people, the private sector, to up their ante in terms of privacy and encryption, because you're already looking at everything.
Well, who has the CIA gone after lately?
What
was that article I sent you the other day on Twitter? The tour?
Oh, yeah. But they didn't. That's kind of a convoluted thing. They're not really. That's a big story, and I don't have it here in front of me. But from what I understand, and from what the Tor Project people have said, is there have been some services that have because.
But they're privacy programmers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And encryption.
Yeah.
Software. Yeah.
Okay. And not on board with the United States government, right?
Right. Right.
And the United States government went after them.
Well,
that's who they're going after now, because they're locked that down.
Yeah.
Now,
but the private sector is always going to have other countries and other people, and like that'll always be available on the internet as it stands. Yes.
But I mean, think about it.
And that's what I mean. Over the next 3, 5, 10 years, we're going to see some products and some. I don't know if you heard the guys from the Pirate Bay, the Swedish developers of the the founders of the Pirate Bay have announced that they're starting to fund an app that's going to be completely secret, and they can't see the information that is passed through it, and neither can anyone else, even if they had, like, that there's no way that anyone can see it except you and the intended recipient.
Yeah.
And they're working on it right now, you know? So we're going to see a lot of products and services that come out of that type of concern for your privacy, especially when people are when it's already being looked at with the scale that it is.
Yeah, and I think...
And I am excited for that.
I think that it's kind of fascinating.
I think it's sad that it had to come to this, but,
yeah,
you know...
I also think it's kind of sad, or I also think it's fascinating that we are in the middle of a cyber warfare right now. I mean, 100% cyber war, world war.
Right. With other countries. And
With other countries, but also with the United States government versus its citizens. I mean,
yeah.
I guess the revolution is going to be online.
You know, I really think it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, and I wouldn't venture to say the form that's going to take. And what the major battles might be and things of that nature, but you would be foolish to say that the changing and evolving nature of society, a global society as a whole, is not going to take place online, because we've already seen it take place online, and it will continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so with mobile technology and things like that, and as broadband gets further and further widespread. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a missionary in Africa, and I was asking him, yeah, what's the download speed like, you know, that kind of thing, you know, just nerding out a little bit. And he said, he's like, yeah, you know, we have like a 3G connection that's about 7 or 8 megabits, which is not that slow, to be honest.
Yeah.
And he's like, and they have the way it's set up over there and the way that the government is, they're completely hands off. So they don't, he's like, I don't have any download caps. Any speed caps, anything. He's like, so if he wants to download something, whether it's a season of a TV show or what have you, you just let it go until it's done.
Yeah.
And he said the government is talking about, I think he said within the next 3 to 5 years, there being nationwide LTE, which is a super fast service. You know, so we're seeing these countries that barely have roads that are now getting some of the fastest internet technology available.
Yeah. Well, the infrastructure, you know, is relatively cheap. That is going to be the revolution. Roads. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you know,
and if you have the right parties and the right people and the right governments to back it, then yeah, your internet is open everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah. So I definitely agree. Yeah,
it's probably because they really, really wanted porn in that country.
why is every why? I don't want to end on this note, but I feel like this is the end. So now I don't know what to talk about.
It's not the end.
It should be.
We can talk about more if you want to. What else would you like to give some thought?
I've given everything some thought that I have to give some thought.
Oh.
What have you got? Other than your ridiculous swag hat and Fallout 3.
Shouldn't that be enough, though?
A swag hat and Fallout 3?
Yeah, shouldn't that be enough for you to love me?
I don't know.
Shouldn't that be enough to talk about?
I don't know.
It should.
We've talked about Fallout 3 and the swag hat.
Now I feel like you're judging our friendship based on what I'm doing for
this
show.
Well, I'm judging the swag hat and the Fallout 3. I'm not judging you.
You can have your 60%. Like, I'll go back to my 40%.
Okay, 60% it is.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm not okay with that.
So we're at 50-50?
It's got to be 50-50, bro. All right.
Well.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving that some thought with us.
Oh, wait. We could talk about Huma Abedin.
No. I thought we were going to make it a whole episode without you bringing her up.
Well, all right.
I'd say it. I'm cutting it
right
here.
Scratch that for the record.
Say goodbye.
All right. Well.
Say goodbye.
From under a tinfoil hat of paranoia, folks. This has been Tripod Broadcasting's Give That Some Thought. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Tripod Broadcasting.